Joined now by Knoxville girls basketball coach Tracy Wilkins after Knoxville's 59-21 loss on Wednesday to Gilbert. Disappointing loss, but coach, second half was a much better look than the first half was.
Yeah, it really was. I think our kids relaxed a little bit, but their coach is a really classy guy, and he didn't play his starters at all in the second half. You don't see a lot of coaches willing to do that, and he did that, and I so appreciate what he did there. It allowed our kids to come out, play with some confidence, and really feel good about the game. And so, yeah, our kids, you know, they kind of saw some things going their way and played more free. And really, I told them one time, I said, I love this offense. We're not running any offense. You guys are just playing for the first time. And so I really appreciate that. One thing that I'll say from this team, every game we've played this year, you never see a quit, and you didn't see quit here. When those girls were coming out late in that fourth quarter, they had given everything they had. Physically, they had given everything they had. And just as a coach, you can't be more proud of that.
Well, I saw that, Olivia, I think, is, and we've been saying this all season, Olivia Sanford has, each game has, gotten a little more confident and took a couple shots that I think I'm going to look forward to seeing here in the next couple of years.
Yeah, she can shoot. She can shoot. She's one of our better shooters that we've had in the gym. It's just when she's playing that point guard position, getting the ball back in that position this year has been a challenge in a good shooting position, and she's forced some things. But yeah, she's a good shooter. Her potential is sky high, and that's why I kept telling her on the bench. I said, this is kind of what real basketball is like. They're going to be on you. They're going to be physical. You got to learn to play a little lower and stuff like that. And that's just stuff that it's just a style of basketball that our kids are not familiar with because they don't see it in practice, and we don't see it in our conference. And so they get and play some of these other teams. That's how they play, and that's how their conference plays. We just need to learn how to do that in practice against each other. So we are ready for that kind of thing. But just really proud of them, and they did a nice job.
And, of course, you had three seniors this year. Two of them weren't available tonight. But I tell you, Carly Kennedy played about as well as I think she could have all season. Not really planning a year ago to be in this situation of one of the go-to players. And she I don't know if you keep a record of how many charges taken per year, but she has to be close to that.
Yeah, that's awesome. She just – what a great kid. Just a super, super kid. Super, super leader all year. Just awesome. We are going to miss her. We've talked about – since about halfway point of the season, we've talked all year. I'm like, man, just if Marissa and Carly could have been juniors, if Ayana could have come to us as a freshman, what would she have been like? Because she – for not having a lot of basketball playing, she's got some nice skills too. So, yeah, we'll miss those three seniors. Just really pleased with their leadership and what they've done, the effort they've given all year. Just unfortunate that two of them couldn't play tonight. Both of them are – one's got a concussion and the other one's sick. And so just kind of disappointed in that for them. Just really pleased, and just to add another name to that, yeah, with the three seniors, but I tell you what, Ayla Williams, her leadership this year has been unmatched. What an unbelievable what she's done for us this year, and we do get to have her back next year, so we're excited about that.
You get both the Williams girls back next year. And, not only that, you obviously have Olivia Sanford back. Miriam Moreno, which, you look at her warming up, it's like, okay, can she do? Oh, she shoots the ball, and sometimes those things go in.
Oh, yeah, she's got range.
Yeah.
I mean, she can shoot it from three or four steps back from three and not even think about it. So it's kind of exciting to watch that. And, that's the other thing, she's got some good three-point shooting range. Olivia Sanford's got fantastic range. We did mess around in practice one day and made him shoot from the logo in the gym. And I said, now remember, the logo's this Edward Jones thing. And I'm like, you got to be on it. And she nailed one from there. So, we got some kids that can shoot some range. We just got to figure out how to get them the ball in those positions.
Well, maybe make the Panther head a little bit bigger and maybe have some Caitlin Clark logo threes next year.
I'll go write 22 on it and see if that helps us.
Maybe Mr. Paulson can make the Panther logo a little bigger.
There you go. I'll get on him at it.
There you go. Well, you're the principal.
Exactly.
You run the show there.
That's right, yeah.
Talking to Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach on KNIA KVLS. Your first year as coach, what kind of things did you kind of learn and, you know, kind of experience did you have at this?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot. I think one of the things that I would say is there were a few things that we gave up on early in the year that I wish we would have stuck with. Truly defensively, I think that we could have done a better job of sticking to that. We kind of gave up on that and went to that more sagging style defense, which was good for us, don't get me wrong, but that was one thing. I really haven't had a chance to go back and look and say what we do different. I mean, I've got a laundry list of things that we want to do moving forward, but I don't know that I haven't had a chance. That's a great question. I haven't had a chance to go back and reflect on that yet.
Well, I'll let you reflect for a few weeks, and we'll have our season wrap-up interview. And one thing that we'll delve in on is you got to get the numbers up. And, I have, heard rumblings of girls who weren't out this year might come back next year. We don't know that for sure, but there are rumblings. I know you'd welcome anyone that would come up to you and says, hey, coach, I want to play next year.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're a player that hasn't played for 2 years and you want to play basketball, come out. We want you. We want you to be part of the program. We want to have fun. We really want to play a fun style of basketball. We'll play a lot of kids. If you are a seventh grade, if you're an eighth grader this year that didn't play middle school basketball as an eighth grade, but you played in seventh grade or you haven't played at all and you want to come out as freshman, hey, come on out. We want you. That's a big thing. We want to get our numbers up because that benefits everybody.
All right. We'll rendezvous here in a couple weeks to do a season wrap-up. But thanks a lot for the time. Fun covering these girls. And really, hats off for them for sticking with it. Not a lot of teams would have this kind of a season and stick with it as long as they did.
Yep, agree with you 100%. Thanks, Derek. Appreciate it.
That's Tracy Wilkins, Knoxville girls basketball coach. Panthers fall and end their season on Wednesday to Gilbert 59-21. We'll be back right after this on KNIA Care with Lass.